Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and I have a lovely full studio this morning. I'm joined by Ayer Christensen, Melinda McAdams, and Jasmine Nellis, here to talk about the upcoming Sitkins Can Dance, returning to the stage. Thank you all for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
So this is the holdover fun event when we don't have the Nutcracker.
Right.
And with the fun things of the last couple of years, it's been on hiatus, but we're bringing it back.
Right, we're bringing it back. So hopefully people remember when we were doing it last, but we've got a nice roster of people that are ready to share their dancing on stage, and we hope that everybody will come and enjoy that.
So this is the fun, great thing about this performance is obviously we have the talented folks from the Sitka School of Dance, but we also have community members too, thus the Sitkins Can Dance that's happening.
Right.
So how many folks do we have that are the trained professionals? How many folks do we have from the Sitka School of Dance?
One, two. I think we have six.
Right on. And two of them being you two, Ayer and Jasmine.
Yeah.
So Jasmine, is this your first performance with Sitkins Can Dance?
Yeah, it is.
Nice, exciting. So how many pieces are you going to be joining in on for this upcoming performance?
I'm
going
to be doing two.
Two different ones?
Yeah.
Now, are they going to be something like a little more traditional, like, or I'm imagining just, you know, on point classic ballet, or is this going to be something a little different?
Well, one of them is going to be like more like ballet because Miss Melinda choreographed it, mm-hmm. and the other one is kind of just like everything mashed together.
Oh, fun! That's nice. You get the mix of both that you get to do.
Yeah, there are no tutus and pointe shoes in this in this performance. It's all a little more contemporary than
Got
that.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun too.
And Jasmine choreographed her own solo.
Oh, excellent!
Yeah,
you sound nervous. You shouldn't be. If there's anything about this town, it's a really supportive place. And both of you, Jasmine and Ayer, you've been dancing for quite some time. This is it's your first Sitkins Can Dance, but it's not your first performance.
Yeah.
So Ayer, how about you? Is this your first time with Sitkins Can Dance?
Yeah, it is.
So the pieces you're doing, you said you're doing two different ones.
Yeah.
What are we looking forward to? Is it another like mashup kind of choreograph, or what kind of dancing are we looking for?
One of them is like kind of poppy and mm-hmm. fun, and like it's kind of a bunch of different stuff. And the other one is like, I think it's like more of a musical theater style.
Okay.
So I have someone who is going to do a duet in musical theater who lost her duet partner yesterday.
Oh, goodness.
And Ayer is stepping in.
Oh, yeah.
So she has not had a rehearsal yet. It's very exciting. Today they will meet and go over choreography, and tomorrow they will meet, and by Friday they will be ready, and it will be awesome.
I know exactly that feeling. I've done the same thing with theater pieces where someone got sick and couldn't be on the performance. Like, you have 2 weeks to learn a part. I feel you there, but it is pretty darn fun.
Yeah.
So that's cool that you get to be a part of two different groups. And beyond that, you said there's folks coming in from Mount Edgecombe High School. There's other Sitkins coming in.
We have two native dance groups from Mount Edgecombe High School, the Inupiaq and the Athabascan dancers. We have two dances from the New Archangel dancers that are going to come and perform. And we have some adults from the studio that are going to perform. But we also have Ben and Jasmine, which are from the community, that are going to do some Latin dancing for us.
Oh, excellent. So I like the mix of not only the Sitka School of Dance groups, but the other small groups in town, and then just the talented folk who just want to show off their dance moves on stage.
Exactly.
So this is coming up this Saturday.
Yes.
Where is the performance happening?
It's at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay. And tickets are, let's see, on my little notes here, we have tickets are $15 for folks under five, free.
Yes.
And this is something, where can people get tickets?
So it'll be easy to get them at the door, but you can also get them online from Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Perfect. And is this something that, you know, for folks who like might be seeing this and getting a little inspired, what's the how do you recruit people to participate in this? If people want to like okay, they have 2 years now to like get their dance moves in order.
It was pretty hard to recruit for this year. I called everybody that did it in 2018, and some of them were like, I'm too old. And some of them just couldn't get it together. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that this will really inspire people and get people thinking about it so that they do. They have 2 years to get ready and to get something on stage. I think it'll be fantastic. I want the program to grow. It's great this year. We've got a lot of good dancing. Yeah. But I would love to see a little more public participation. That'd be great.
Definitely. Yeah, this is, it seems to be, gosh, when you said 2018 being the last one, good gravy. That was a while ago.
It's a while ago. So people are just still, you know, remembering what it is. So yeah. I've heard around town a couple of people talking about that they remember, they're excited to come, and that'll be great. And then we want them to come on stage next time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, this is, this, I feel like this year, like with Stardust starting back up, Sick and Can Dance coming back, everything's kind of like dust in the brush, getting the dust off, kind of getting those wheels moving.
Absolutely.
Getting everything back into the full force fun that we have here.
Yes.
Over the winter months. Well, excellent. So for, you said, Melinda, you've choreographed a couple pieces for the dance troops to.
So I choreographed a couple pieces. One was for the October Monthly Grind, and one was for the Pioneer Home Alaska Day Tea. So those are two places that are very small and very rectangular. So I choreographed some dances to be performed specifically in those places. And I just wanted those dancers to get a chance to perform on the big stage.
Yeah.
But we don't fill it up by any means because our dance is very small and rectangular. But so I have an entire class of students that are coming from Heat and Blatchley.
Oh, nice.
So they're going to be on stage. It'll be pretty exciting for them to dance with the big kids and the people from the public. So it'll be nice. And then Jasmine's class is doing a dance as well.
Excellent. And the rest of it, you said it's, I aired before we went on air, you said it's a friend of yours who actually choreographed one of the pieces that you'll be doing. So is she going to be in the dance with you guys as well?
Sadly not. She is in Hawaii right now.
Oh, darn.
But
we all feel bad for her.
Yeah, but I think she'll still get to see it for, like, recording and stuff.
Awesome. Have you danced a piece that she's choreographed before, or is this a new adventure for both of you?
Well, I haven't performed it, a piece she's done, but she'll, like, make sometimes smaller ones in, like, her house, and she'll be like, do this. I'm like, okay. But, like, I've never performed one she's done.
Okay. But you know her work. You know it's fun. And that'll be fun to share it outside of a living room and actually out on stage as well.
Yeah.
So, Jasmine, you said you choreographed your solo piece.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Have you done your own choreography before for performance?
No. Well, I was supposed to do a duet, but my partner, like, dislocated her knee.
Oh, gosh.
Three weeks ago.
Not in dance class.
Not in dance.
Oof. Yeah, still makes it tricky to dance, though.
Goodness. Yeah. So then I started doing my solo, like, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, so she's been working really hard. She comes in extra time to the studio. I made studio space available for everybody who wants to just come and practice.
Yeah.
And so Jasmine's been working really hard, and actually her duet partner was helping her yesterday with some transitions and getting things ready. But Jasmine's, I was really impressed when I saw Jasmine's piece. It's super mature and super nice and does a lot of things that probably the whole class can't do. So is a chance to show off her special skills.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your time to shine, center stage. That'll be exciting. And if this is, you're already starting with a last minute, really thrown together, like crystallizing of your talents and powers to put on stage. I doubt this will be the last time we see a solo piece that you've choreographed. So it's cool we get the first peek at it. And the next kind of performances of, we have Sitkins Can Dance coming up this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. And both you, Ayer and Jasmine, you're also with the Fireweed Dancers. So everything's getting turned back up again. So you have a performance this spring.
Yes, in March.
Awesome. Oh, so much great dancing and so much fun interaction we get with all the art and creative people here in town. This will be a great performance. And just so those details again, Melinda, where are we able to get tickets?
So you can get tickets at the door. You can also go online to Sitka Fine Arts Camp and get them there. $15 a piece, under $5 is free. We hope that everybody will come and bring their kids.
Yeah, get inspired either to do dancing in your own house or to ideally come up on stage in 2 years
yeah.
for the next iteration of this. So actually, we'll have solo pieces, we'll have group pieces, the Inupiaq and Athabascan dancers, New mm-hmm. Archangel dancers, mm-hmm. some local celebrities of our the lip sync contest winners from this past weekend.
Yes.
They'll be doing things. It'll be a great showing. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, all three of you, Melinda, Ayer, and Jasmine, thank you for coming in this morning. Have an amazing performance this weekend. We'll see you on stage.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.